Yevamos chapter 15, Mishnah 7, Imraf, if she says, Mais bali v'achekach mais chami, a woman comes and she says, my husband died, and afterwards my father-in-law died. In this case, aviyat, nasa v'titul kesuvasa, as usual, she can get remarried and she can take her kesuva payment. V'chamoisa asura, but her mother-in-law is not allowed to get remarried. And this again goes back to the fact that a daughter-in-law is one of the categories of people who cannot give testimony about a mother-in-law, that her husband has passed away. So over here, based on the same testimony, you see another case. We would allow the daughter-in-law to remarry and take a kesuva, but we would not allow the mother-in-law to get remarried and take her kesuva payment. Hasabas Yisrael HaKohen, if the mother-in-law was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, so again, we're in exactly the same dispute as we were in the last Mishnah. Toichel b'truma divrei Rabbi Tarfon, says Rabbi Tarfon, she can continue to eat truma. And Rabbi Akiva, Oimer ein zu derech mitziata midei avera. This is not the way to remove people from doing averas. Achita asura l'nasa v'asura l'echol b'truma. She's forbidden to get remarried, and she's also forbidden from eating truma. That's exactly the same dispute as we set out in the last Mishnah, and we said that Locha was like Rabbi Tarfon. A similar kind of case, a dispute between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, is the following case. Kidesh achas mechamesh nashim, that a man married five different women, but he betrothed them. He didn't finish off the marriage process. He did the first step of the marriage process. He betrothed them. And now he doesn't know which woman he betrothed. And kol achas omeres, I see kidesh, all each of these five women say, you betrothed me. They all want to get married to him. And they all say, you betrothed me. So what does he do in this case over here? So the rabbis, noisen get l'chol achas v'achas, he's got to give each one of these five women a bill of divorce, because each one of them may possibly be betrothed to them. And also, this is talking about a case where he doesn't want to marry all five of them. Because if he did want to marry all five of them, he could just marry all five of them. But he doesn't want to marry any of them. So what he has to do is to give each of them a bill of divorce, umaniach kesuva b'nayhem, and then he takes the kesuva money and he hands it over to the court. Umistalek, and he can then go away, divrei Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, what he has to do with the kesuva money is he has to give it to the court, and each of the women, if any of them could come prove that they were the woman he betrothed, if they could bring proof like witnesses or something like that, they could then claim the kesuva payment. If none of them can claim the kesuva payment, then it would stay with the court untouched until Mashiach comes, but it would stay with the court. It wouldn't be paid over to any of the women. That's according to Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein zu derech mitziatu midei avera. This is not the way we remove people from doing averas. Achit and get v'kusuva l'chol achas v'achas. Says Rabbi Akiva, he's actually got to give not only each one of them a get, but he's got to make a kusuva payment to each of the women. Now the Gemara explains there's three ways of betrothing a woman: money, document, or having relations with her. The rabbis forbade a person from betrothing a woman with relations. It's inappropriate, and the rabbis forbade that. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva over here is only disagreeing with Rabbi Tarfon in the case where the man betrothed the woman with relations. If he betrothed her with money or a document, Rabbi Akiva would agree that he can just give one kesuva payment to the court, and that would be enough. But if he betrothed all five of these women with relations, so he has transgressed a rabbinic prohibition, and in this case over here, the rabbis punished him further by making him pay the kesuva payment to each of the women. That's the only time Rabbi Akiva would disagree with Rabbi Tarfon in this case over here. And in this case over here, the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Tarfon. Last case of the Mishnah, also the dispute between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, is the following case. That is as follows. Gazel echad mechamisha. Someone, a man, steals from one of five different people. Va'en yodah me'ez a gazel, but he now can't remember from which of these five people he stole money. Kol echad oimer osi gazel. And each one of these five people say, you stole from me. So they're each claiming the money back. So we have the same dispute. Maniach gezeile uvenehim umistalek divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says he can take the money he stole, He wants to do teshuva, he wants to repent, take the money he stole, give it over to the court, and the court will hold it until one of these five people can prove that the money was stolen from him. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein zu derech motziatu midei avera. This is not the way we remove people from the path of transgression. So over here, actually, shalom gezeila l'chol echad ve'echad. What we make this man do is repay the stolen money back to all five of them. So he's going to end up repaying five times what he paid back, but only in this way will he be certain that he's returned the stolen money to the victim. And that's the way you do teshuva, and that's the way you remove yourself from the path of transgression, says Rabbi Akiva. Brings over on the Kati that the halacha in this case follows Rabbi Akiva, so they would make him pay back all five of the people.